From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo, August 21st, the systems update 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from the Register software, developer given mission : impossible fixing rubbish code that could crash a city simply chose not to accept it. On call, making it through a working week can feel like a dangerous adventure. This week, meet a reader Will Regomize's Socrates, who many years ago was the fresh-faced manager of a small software department.
Socrates' employer had sold some monitoring hardware to a client that made equipment for power stations, but whoever installed the system had neglected to document
it properly. That's why the Register offers a little certainty and safety by always using Friday morning to share a new edition of On Call, the reader contributed column sharing your tales of tech support. Next, less than a month ago, we had just featured Poolside's Model Factory with Isocan on the pod following our paper club coverage. It appears that Jensen really, really liked Poolside too, as he went from investor to doing licensing their factory and hiring 109 of their employees, unless things change drastically. This accounts for the overwhelming majority of the technical Poolside employees. Isocan 150-231, we are hiring on every possible role in applied research and engineering in the company, from training all the way to evals to post-training architecture. Second, from latent.space. AI news: Poolside gets $12 billion reverse execu hire to NVIDIA. Founders stay for $1 billion. Employees go for $6 billion. Infraco scaling to 7GW NeoCloud. Up next,
third from the Register:
Google tethers Antigravity to enterprise controls amid AI shakeup.
Antigravity is an agentic AI coding assistant that can be accessed through various surfaces, including a desktop app. Antigravity 2.0, a command line interface. Antigravity CLI, a software development kit. Antigravity SDK, and a full-fledged integrated development environment. Antigravity IDE.
Google Antigravity, which came out of the DeepMind AI research group, has drifted into the orbit of Gemini Enterprise app subscriptions, putting the Chocolate Factory's agentic development platform under the influence of Google Cloud controls.
And then,
fourth from the Register:
Russian snoops adult author abused to targeted phishing campaigns.
Next,
fifth from the Register: Supermicro fired staff after probing into $2.5 billion G-plus to China smuggling operation.
Up next, six from XDA developers:
Frameworks Laptop 12 Pro orders see Fedora outselling Windows by over 10 to 1,
and it makes a lot of sense.
As a Linux fan, I always enjoy celebrating when it scores a win over the big companies.
However, not in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine a Linux laptop would outsell its Windows version by over 10 to 1.
Fortunately, I don't have to dream, as Framework has confirmed that the Fedora pre-orders for its new Laptop 12 are currently skyrocketing versus the Windows version,
but it makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
And then,
seventh from Emerging AI:
Local LLMs in 2026, the simple practical guide.
There is one AI setup I think is worth learning now.
Run a good AI model on your own machine,
then connect your files, code, memory, and tools to it.
This has become much more useful because AI itself has changed.
A normal chat may use one model call. An AI agent can make 10, 30, or 100 calls while it reads files, writes code, checks its work, searches again, and retries. When those calls go through an API, every loop uses more tokens and more money. When the model is running on your own GPU, there is no new API bill every time it thinks again. Your private files can also stay on your machine. Next,
eighth from Avichola: What is WAS?
GIL in Python.
RAG versus CSAG. Explain visually. What is WAS?
GIL in Python.
What is contrastive learning? RAG is great, but it is a major problem. Every query hits the vector DB, even for static information that hasn't changed in months.
This is expensive, slow, and unnecessary.
Cache augmented generation, CVAG, fixes this by letting the model keep static information in its key value KV memory, which is what the model builds internally for every token it reads.
Up next,
ninth from Thursday: Chill week with Q1 27 billion and GLM 5.3 beating. GPT's OpenAI announces pausing RL to focus on security and a cancer vaccine being produced. Hey, this is Alex. Welcome to the chillest week in AI since a long time.
Chill if you consider Moderna and Merck announcing a cancer vaccine and surging 115% in a day, a chill week.
This week, the only two model drops we really saw came from the excellent Z.AI folks. They announced GLM 5.3 API only for now, and an amazing tiny release of Q1 3.89 27 billion.
And then,
10th from a swath to Modern:
Their eyes bar mitts for a moment.
From hope and hype to hard business questions.
In a world where AI enters almost every conversation, it takes effort to remember that its breakout moment was less than 4 years ago, when, on November 30, 2022, ChatGPT was unveiled to the public.
I know.
Artificial intelligence has been around a lot longer, with a history tracing back to the birth of the computer age.
I am old enough to remember IBM's Deep Blue, a machine powerful enough to evaluate 200 million chess positions per second and beat the greatest chess players of its time.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
That's your brief.
Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.